The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Money's never an easy topic to talk about, but it's a must when you have kids. I'm State Treasurer Dennis Milligan, and my office is here to make saving money for college or vocational school quick and effortless. Sign up for automatic payroll deductions into an Arkansas 529 education savings plan and help change the course of your child's life.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Sponsored by Open Dart Concepts. Consult your physician prior to discontinuing use of any medication. Attention. This is an important message to anyone who has been diagnosed with cancer after prolonged use of Zantac or other heartburn medication. Recently, the FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing the heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agents. This announcement has been followed by drug companies recalling their generic ranitidine and Zantac products, while drugstores are pulling these products from their shelves. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications regularly, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-541-8165 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you're eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-541-8165 now. Again, 800-541-8165. That's 800-541-8165.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Lake Hamilton High School in Piercy, just south of Hot Springs. 6A West Conference opener for the Bombers in Lake Hamilton tonight. Waiting for the Wolves to come out and start the second half. They're finally getting out ready to kick off now.
Taking their sweet time.
They are. 14-14, Mountain Home and Lake Hamilton knotted up. Bombers will receive the second-half kickoff. Alex Hertz, the kicker, will kick from the far hash. He's put two in the end zone tonight for touchbacks. That's 13 of his 18 kickoffs this year that have been touchbacks. Here's the approach and the kick, high end-over-end kick from the one-yard line. The return by Logan Walker, 15, tripped up there, and he's at the 20. So got back to where he would have been if the ball went to the end zone. So the Bombers will start from their own 20 with their first possession of this second half. Boy, it'd be nice to come out and set the tone right here with this drive, right. Sonny.
Going five wide, empty backfield right off the bat.
They mark him at the 21 officially, and let's see what Mountain Home does here on first down. Hershberger was one of the wideouts. Now he goes in motion. Now he's back in the backfield. They'll pitch it to him. Makes the first two men miss. Takes it across the 25 out to the near the 28-yard line. Pick up about 6.5 on first down.
Real good job to cut it back in, Brad. That's a little speed option. Did the little orbit motion. Stopped in the backfield. Came back this way.
Second and four now for the Bombers. Just getting the second half underway. Mountain Home working right to left here in this third quarter. Logan Walker in motion, and McKay is going to take it himself. He breaks a tackle at the 30 on his feet, tripped up at the 33, and a first down mounts at home.
Good job making some guys miss to get that first down. He looked like he was going to be bottled up there at about a one-yard gain, but he was able to get upfield and get the first down.
Eighth first down of the night for Mountain Home. Back-to-back six-yard gains. Now from the 33, Hershberger in motion. They will give it to him on that sweep going to the right side. And Gage is going to be tripped up at about the 37, falls ahead to near the 39-yard line, pickup of about 6 yards again.
Good blocking out there by the receivers. Logan Walker was over there blocking. Anthony Mojica both doing a good job.
Bombers have run three plays in this second half. All three have gone for 6 yards. It's second and four now for Mountain Home. Empty backfield for McKay. Now Walker's in motion. The ball kept by McKay as he fakes the handoff to Logan. McKay fights his way ahead to the 44-yard line.
Got a bad spot on this side, but if they go with the far spot, we'll be okay. And it's a first down.
Picks up five on that one, and the Bombers picking up six, 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 and five on the first four plays. McKay wants to pass, rolling to his left, makes a man miss. Nice move, sets his feet, fires downfield, incomplete. Had a chance to complete it, Dan. Looked like just out of the reach that time of Lawson Stockton. Yeah,
really wasn't sure because he actually had receivers bracketed. He had them about 15 yards apart, and they were both open. And I'm not sure if he was going to Stockton and didn't got too much on it or didn't get enough going to the deeper receiver 10 yards downfield.
So 10:20 left in this third quarter. Bombers take a shot on first down. Now it's second and 10, empty backfield once again. And McKay wants to pass right side, complete to Logan Walker. And he loses the football. And Lake Hamilton, I believe, has fallen on it at the 45. No indication yet. They're still getting to the bottom of the pile. Lake Hamilton football. Walker was fighting, trying to get some extra yards, and loses the football. It's the second turnover of the night by Mountain Home.
I just got it stripped out, Brad. Tough play.
So Lake Hamilton will take over in Mountain Home territory at the Bombers' 45-yard line. Each team with two turnovers on the night. Lake Hamilton's actually put it on the ground four times, lost just two of them. So Lake Hamilton for the Mountain Home 45-yard line. Handoff is to Woodley, the big fullback, and he carries tacklers with him for a 6-yard pickup to the 39.
Another quick hitter, Brad. A little trap action, bust it right up the middle, get five, and go again. They're actually surprisingly how fast Lake Hamilton's getting on the football, running plays.
They mark him now at the 40, officially a 5-yard gain, second and five for the Wolves. The toss sweep coming to the near side. Miller hit from behind. We got a flag on the play. This one's going to come back. Ofa makes the tackle. Ofa Valdez. And
I think they're going to get number 76 for the hold on Daxton Hickman.
It occurred at the 39 behind the line of scrimmage, and they'll mark it off from there back to the 40. Actually, it was at the 41. My bad. Mark it back to the 49-yard line. Lake Hamilton penalized five times for 46 yards now tonight. Second down and 16 for the Wolves. And the toss. Woodley hit in the backfield, leading the charge. Ofa Valdez up front for Mountain Home. It's a loss of four on the play.
Ofa got great penetration, made contact, and Zach Spaulding coming in to help finish that off. And you can see the obvious passing situation. Hershberger now coming in on the defensive line.
It's third down and 19 for Lake Hamilton. They mark the ball officially at the 46-yard line, and this is not something they're real comfortable with. As we mentioned, they'd only attempted 12 passes on the season coming into tonight.
And Mountain Home has slid Bryce McKay in on defense as well, playing that deep safety position.
Third and 19 out of the shotgun here for the Wolves. And the ball, this is the receiver taking the direct snap, and he's going to fight his way to the 45. It's going to bring up 4th and 10. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
Number 5.
Yeah, that was Justin Crutchmer, who plays safety and also returns punts, that took the direct snap. So he picks up 9, gets back to the 45, and
looks like a punt team.
Yeah, it's 4th and 10 at the Mountain Home 45. Never know what might happen here, but if they do punt it away, you got to be very pleased because you gave the Wolves a chance to do something, and Mount Holmes defense pushes them backwards. Good snap back. Almost blocked. This is going to bounce at the 20, inside the 15. Boy, the Bombers almost got that one. It's going to roll dead at the 5.5-yard line. The Bombers will be pinned deep.
Great pressure, though. This time they kind of they broke through and they actually finished off the pressure. We saw one punt in the first half where they really didn't push hard, but they got through the line. Now we're going to see what the Bombers can do on their second possession.
Well, they were moving the ball very well in that first possession until they fumbled it away. They'll start this drive at their own 6-yard line. One of the Bombers a little late getting onto the field. Still 17 seconds left on the play clock. Plenty of time. McKay will give it to Hershberger this time, right side, and boy, there's just nothing there. He's going to lose a 0.5 yard, it looks like, back to the 5.
Yeah, got pretty well stymied. They came down that right side of the Bomber line, and no push and no movement forward.
7:22 left third quarter. We're tied at 14. McKay going to the right side. He tries to get to the corner, turns it upfield, and he is going to be knocked out of bounds about the 13, 14-yard line. It's going to be third short coming up here.
Nice little run. Nice little block out there from Logan Walker, too. They had a little seam. He was able to hit it, get a few yards, see what we can do to convert.
Pickup of 8 to the 13, so it's third and about 3 here for Mountain Home. Third and 3 for the Bombers from their own 13-yard line. They'll shift Hershberger from the left to the right side, and now they'll give the ball. They fake it to him. Nice fake by McKay. McKay keeps it. He's got a first down run out to the 18-yard line.
McKay did a great job of really faked out the defender there. He kind of put a foot in the ground and cut it back inside.
So the Bombers get the first down, and now the handoff is to Hershberger, right side. Cuts it back. Ah, there's a flag on the play. This one you would think would come back from where it is. Definitely coming back as the official moved the flag to where the foul occurred. It's a hold against Mountain Home. Happened back at the 16. That's going to move the ball back to the 8.
Pretty obvious from where that flag's thrown what the call's going to be.
So that's going to move the Bombers back 10 yards. 5 penalties for 28 yards against Mountain Home. Another ball, a foul occurred at the 16, and they moved it all the way back to the inside the 8.
Well, it's a spot foul, so it's behind the line of scrimmage.
Right.
So it's about a 14-yard penalty.
Here's the play action. Back to pass McKay, and it's incomplete. He was looking for the tight end Hickman that time, and it's incomplete.
I had a defender in his face. That was scary for a second there. That was in the end zone, Brad.
It was. .6:37 left to go in this third quarter. Mountain Home looking at second and a bunch here. Second and about 22, 21. They've got to get to the 29 to move the chains.
Ball.
And boy, the ball's loose. And the referee's already spotted that it's Mountain Home football. Bombers have recovered, but they're back at the 5.5-yard line.
Yeah, something's just a little off tonight with the mesh. I think that actually was going to be a handoff to Boje. He'd slipped in on offense.
So now the ball's at the 6. It is 3rd and 23. McKay with a running back on each side. He's going to keep it himself. Up the right side and knocked out of bounds across the 10 at about the 12, and the Bombers will be forced to punt.
It's kind of a little draw keeper there. Give yourself some room to be able to execute the punt.
I'll mark him out right at the 10. So you got about four on the play. So McKay will stand on the goal line awaiting the snap. Good snap and a good kick away. Crutchmer going to let it bounce across the 40 and out of bounds. And Lake Hamilton's going to have good field position once again. They did last time, and the Bombers forced a three and out.
I'd like to see him turn his field over a little bit.
Yes. Lake Hamilton will start this drive at their own 38-yard line. I should say the Mountain Home 38-yard line. Bearden hands it off in the backfield and slipping the tackle and turning what looked to be about a 2-yard loss into about a 1-yard gain that time is Martin.
Ofa Valdez did a great job of getting in there with some penetration, slowing that play up in the backfield, not letting it develop.
No gain on the play, so it's second and 10 here for the Wolves with 5:24 left in the third quarter. We're tied at 14. Miller gets it this time. Miller, he gets to the corner, up the left sideline. It's a foot race. He's at the 10, the 5, and he wins it for the touchdown. Owen Miller, that's the second time he's got to the left corner, and he will take it in for a 38-yard touchdown.
Yeah, that's that play they were having so much success with in the first half that the Bombers had adjusted to. They went back to it, busted it open on the seam, and down the sideline he went.
5:10 left in this third quarter. Now the extra point attempt by Hertz. Bombers got close to it. The extra point is good. 5:10 left in the third. Lake Hamilton leads it 21-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I'm Major Michelle Robbins, and on behalf of all the kids at the Salvation Army, I want to thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
5:10 left in this third quarter. 21-14. Lake Hamilton has gone back up by a touchdown. Hertz ready to kick off once again for Lake Hamilton. Hertz ready now with the kick. Logan Walker and Stockton are back deep. Walker wants this one, and it's going to get into the end zone. Not a chance to return it. So the Bombers will start this drive at their own 20-yard line.
Had two drives here with two very different tempos and two very kind of – second one was stagnant. When you really need to see you get this ball moving forward and getting good chunks.
Yes. Lake Hamilton scored 14 points in the first quarter. Mount Home 14 in the second quarter. Wolves up by 7. Empty backfield for McKay. And rolling to the right. He wants to pass. Now looking back to his left. And still being fleshed out of the pocket. Finally lets it fly towards the sideline and incomplete. And a good job of just throwing that one away.
Thought he had Lawson Stockton over here for just a second on the right side as he kind of rolled out to the right. And then he planted his foot and went back the other way. Just good coverage by Lake Hamilton.
It was.
That wasn't really a pressure thing.
4:59 left in this third quarter. Lake Hamilton up 21-14. Three receivers on the right, two on the left. Now motion man. And they fake the handoff to the motion man. McKay keeps it, turns it upfield, and he is going to pick up about 5 yards out to the 25.
One of the Bombers is moving around.
That's Mason Camp. Looks like he's holding his right arm. So a 5 yard pickup for McKay, and it's going to bring up 3rd and 5 here for the Bombers. Trips to the left side this time for Mountain Home. Hershberger in the backfield. And McKay wants to pass, rolling to the left side, and it's incomplete. Went off the hands that time of the intended receiver. That was Logan Walker.
Yeah, good play, good design. Had it for a first down and just couldn't haul in the pass.
So Mountain Home forced to punt once again. Kretschmer will step just inside the 50-yard line on the Lake Hamilton side, awaiting the punt. Kick is away, a high kick. And that hit Lake Hamilton. It's loose. Oh, and the Wolves are come up with it. The Wolves come up with the football. The ball had bounced and hit one of the blocking men downfield. So obviously it was a live ball, and Lake Hamilton's able to cover it.
Got a lucky break there, Brad.
Boy, it was for them, wasn't it? Mm. .404 left in this third quarter. Lake Hamilton leads it by 7. Bearden goes to the sideline every play. He'll run in from the sideline now as he brings the play in. First down, Lake Hamilton from their own 40-yard line. Martin comes in motion to the near side. They'll hand it off inside to Woodley, the fullback, and he spins his way across the 45 out to the 47, a gain of 7 on first down.
That's that little trap again, Brad, just a quick hitter right up the gut.
3:47 left in the third. Lake Hamilton looking at a 2nd and 3 from their own 47. Miller gets it left side, and boy, he moves the pile, has a first down inside the 50, down to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, that was first contact early, and just the leg drive was able to push the Mountain Home pile back. Also had some blockers out there doing some work, too.
13th first down of the night for the Wolves, rather.
The Red Wolves?
I almost said the Red Wolves, didn't I? Unfortunately, they're not playing tomorrow. First down here for the Wolves at the Mountain Home 48-yard line is where they finally spotted it. Hand off to Martin. Martin stops his motion to the right, cuts it back up the middle, and he's going to pick up about 4 yards.
Mountain Home had good pursuit, turned him back in, but there was no one there to fill the hole, and he was able to get up there for about 5 yards.
2nd and 6 coming up here, and we'll see if this Bomber defense can step it up here and get a stop, get that football back. Try to get the offense back in rhythm. 2:39 left in the third. Second and 6. The inside handoff is to Woodley, and he is going to spin for about a 2-yard gain. He was hit immediately and spins and gets a couple of the yards out of it.
It was Brody Patterson coming up from the safety position to get the tackle on that one.
So 3rd down and about 5 here for the Wolves. How about a big stop here? Maybe a loss. See if we can force them to punt again. Miller coming to the near side. They're trying to stretch it out, and he is down at the 40, is a yard shy. Initial contact that time by Mason Walker coming up from that safety position. He's at the 39. It's 4th and 1 yard here for Lake Hamilton.
Too close to kick.
Yep.
Too close to punt. Too far to kick.
Let's see if the Bomber defense can get a stop here. 4th and 1 for Lake Hamilton. They're trying to draw Mountain Home offsides. Bombers didn't jump. Now they'll call a play from the sideline. And the handoff is to Miller. Hit to the backfield. The Bombers stop on fourth down. They hold on fourth down. They throw Miller for a two-yard loss.
Gage Lindsay there leading the charge for the Bombers from the defensive end position.
What a huge play on fourth and one. And Mountain Home gets the football back.
See if this momentum, this little charge of electricity, can get the offense firing again. Just seemed out of sync for the last two drives.
They have. From the 41, McKay will keep it. Oh, he tripped up. He had a little seam coming back to the near side. He saw he was trying to get there, and he gets tripped up. It's about a two-yard gain on the play.
I have to give Lake Hamilton credit. They have not let Bryce break one of his runs like he's had each and every game thus far.
That is true. So second and eight here from Mountain Home. And that read option, he gives it to Hershberger. And Gage across the 45 to the 46. Near the 47-yard line. Third and about four or five coming up here.
Be interesting to see if Mountain Home snaps it before the quarter ends. They don't have to.
26 seconds left in the quarter. They will, though. Third and about five. McKay has it, and he's going to be tripped up in the backfield. Nice penetration that time. That was Juan Maldonado, the middle linebacker, coming up. Obed Liera in there as well. So fourth down coming up. The Bombers looking at fourth and about four. That's the end of the third quarter. Lake Hamilton leads at 21-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student-athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.